Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi everyone, just jumping in here to give you a wee snippet of Culture Vulture, our pop culture podcast. So if you want a break from the news, you should jump over and subscribe to it. Kia ora everybody.
Kia ora everyone.
We are coming at you with a bit of a new sort of layout for Culture Vulture, aren't we, Liv?
We are. We've decided that we need a little bit of structure, so...
In our lives in general.
In the podcast.
So we sat down and we were like, fuck it, let's put in some fun stuff. And also, just coming off the back of a whole episode about posthumous music and talking about sort of people that have passed away, and we just thought, look, let's bring in some fun every week.
We need to sugar it up a little bit.
We do. So I want to start off this podcast actually by talking about an email I got from a listener. So you guys know I send out a daily newsletter, which you should definitely subscribe to if you're not already. But that is the place where you can give me and Liv your feedback. I forward so many things on to Liv every day from that newsletter.
Honestly, it makes my day.
I know.
It is beautiful. You guys put in so much time into your responses.
It's so thoughtful.
And you're so fucking smart.
Everyone that sends them is so fucking smart. And that's not to say that you can't just send me an email being like, I love this or I hated this. Like, it doesn't have to be super thought out, but we love getting your responses. But
it's honestly like the email correspondence from Sally Rooney's book.
Yes. And to all of y'all who said that didn't happen...
I know.
It does.
Real life example.
Every morning. So we had an email from listener Maya who said they hadn't listened to our posthumous episode last week, but they were about to, but they wanted to know if we dug into Dolly Parton, who created a library of her own voice so that, like, when she dies, they can create songs out of lines she sung and, like, it's banked in a library.
I feel like I would think that was so fucked if it was anyone but Dolly,
because we stan Dolly.
Yes.
I know. So I looked into this because obviously your girl wants to fact check. Not that I don't believe you, Maya. Not that I don't believe you. But
it just is our job.
It is our job. So I looked into it and she said, Dolly said, not Maya, I am a lucky person because I've got hundreds, even thousands of songs. A big part of them have never been recorded. There's enough stuff to go on forever with my music, to do compilation albums, to do new and original stuff, and I'm purposely trying to put songs down for that purpose. Not the best sentence. I'm purposely trying to put them down for that purpose.
You're an English teacher. You would cross that right out.
You would. You'd say repetit. She revealed that she has recorded lone vocal tracks so that producers will be able to create new music with those tracks after she's gone.
Oh my God, they're going to make a Dolly bot.
Oh my God, they're going to make a Dollygram. Dolly hologram.
Oh, fuck yeah. But I think it will be like a real life one this time.
Yeah, because no one will be ready to see her go. But that is an example of an intentional posthumous album.
Yes, she's made it very clear what her wishes are and she's gone about it very...
Dolly.
Yeah,
she has. So I thought that was a great little start to the week.
Yeah,
thank you, Maya. Thanks, Maya.
Lovely. Keep it
going. Now, before we get too into everything, New Zealand is having their first ever podcast awards, the New Zealand Podcast Awards, and there's a listener's choice thing where you can vote for us, for the Shit Show or for Culture Vulture on the website that I'm going to put in the show notes. Real easy. You just have to write the show name, a link to our podcast, and your name, and then submit. It would mean the world if any of you guys wanted to vote for us because, like, fun. We do this from our bedrooms and the fact that you listen is enough, but the fact that we can win an award is like sticking it to the man.
I know, I don't wish we showed our faces, but if we did show our faces, then we could show people this little setup, which is hilarious.
Hilarious. But it's just like funny being the underdog, but like just running your mouth on every platform. Now today we're talking about, well, the main topic's Adele.
Because Adele, she's been away for 6 years. She's come back. We're all ready for it.
We're so ready for it. She's amazing. I have a bit of an unpopular opinion to float.
I was going to say, we're all ready for it, aren't we? already.
Are we? I love Adele as a person, just caveating that now.
No, that's absolutely fine. We're allowed to have unpopular opinions.
And we're going to get into it. But we're going to start off with a new thing we're going to do, which is me and Liv describing our week with one thing. And it can be anything.
Just a thing.
Like, it's the dumbest idea and the best. Like, it can be a song, a musical thing, a character, an inanimate carrot.
Who knows?
It could be a carrot.
Mm. Is yours a carrot?
Well, no, it's not.
No, mine's not a carrot either, but maybe in later weeks.
Maybe in later weeks it'll be a carrot when we're really stretching for anything in the world to describe our week. Liv, what describes your week, my darling?
Oh my god, okay. So what describes my week, which is so fucking stupid, is the song Fever by Peggy Lee. Because I woke up this morning with a fucking fever. And honestly, I'm feeling a bit better now, but fever in the morning.
Fever
in the morning, and I'm just hoping it's not feveral through the night.
Oh, my God, when did you become a comedian? The fever has put you into, you know, when you get into states when you're in a fever?
Fever dream. And then I was also thinking this whole week's been a fever dream. Because it's just been, as we always say, fucking week 9, 10, whatever, in lockdown. I'm going a bit insane.
Yeah.
This is just the reality. But then, to balance it all out, to get me over my fever, Ted Lasso has come to the rescue.
Thank you. So I was just saying to Liv before we got on the mic, how good does it feel when you give someone a recommendation and it lands and they love it as much as they should?
And I didn't get onto it straight away, so that must have been very frustrating for you.
It was hell. But everyone had recommended it to me and Liv previously.
Oh,
and
we every single person in the world, but
every single carrot. But me and Liv had just slept on it because we thought it was about football. Oh. And let's be real, it is about football, but it's the best fucking thing you'll ever watch as well.
I feel like this whole episode for me is going to be a bit of English nostalgia.
Oh, yes.
I'm from England. I came over here when I was like 4 years old. So like my parents are English, but I just don't have much connection with England. And this whole, I mean, we're talking about Adele. We're going to be talking about a few other British celebrities. In the mix.
Oh.
But I'm just feeling like nostalgic as fuck for England, and Ted Lasso really just put the icing on the cake.
And it's like so feel good without being soppy. So honestly, if you need something to hype you up, to get you through lockdown, to get you through your mental healthy, whatever's happening right now, Ted Lasso.
He'll save you single-handedly.
He will.
Okay, so Luce, what about you? What has been your thing?
Okay, well, I wanted to do something funny this week, but I actually couldn't think of it.
It's funny. Really hard. I was just like trolling through like my Spotify, like surely I can come up with something clever.
Like, anyway. What have I been watching? What have I been reading? It's like, well, fucking everything. Like, so I can't remember anything. No, the thing that describes me this week is Phineas's new song, "The Kids Are All Dying."
Oh, what a fucking banger!
It's such a banger, and there's one line in it that just goes a ching ching. Like, the lyrics are really good.
So wait, just tell me how that fits into your week. Did you make a big sale?
No. Oh. The kids just are all dying. Me and Liv are dying here on the mic.
We're dying.
No.
But at least we've got good sound effects. Ching, ching.
Ching, ching. No, it's honestly, guys, it's just such a good song. I feel like, I mean, Phineas is a friend of Siska. We DM a wee bit. I like to call us friends. I don't know if he would vouch the same. But the song feels real influenced by social justice and, like, to be honest, probably Siska. It's the production I love. It's like lyrics about how you've got to be self-aware.
John Bellion sort of vibe.
It's John Bellion and Benny and the Jets and Bo Burnham. So it's like
triple
stop. So Phineas, you can pay us for this plug if you listen to our podcast because you're a friend.
You can pay us for the inspiration. You've interpolated our entire business. Oh my god! Just, you know, put us on the writing credits, please.
We also got tickets to Billie Eilish this week, which was cool.
Very, very exciting.
Okay, so the next thing that we're gonna do each week is something that for now, and I don't know if forevermore, is going to be called naughty or nice, but we simply are in a fever dream and can't think of anything better. But one of us each week is going to bring a couple of stories. There's no set number. We're very sort of here and there with these kind
of things. We are. We're relaxed.
Yes, we're relaxed.
We may not seem it, but we are relaxed.
I was about to say, like 2 weeks ago, we got on the mic saying, do you guys know how nervous we get before these podcasts? And now we're relaxed. We're chill girls. Anyway, I am running the naughty or nice this week. So my first news story is James Blake's new album. Have you listened to it, Liv?
I haven't listened to it.
Neither have I, but he's got a voice of a god, so I really want to.
I really rate James Blake. For anyone that hasn't seen his music video, I can't remember what the song is, but it's got Phineas in it. Oh, we are just Phineas fangirls
Phineas
today.
Stands.
It's a very, very funny music video, and it's all about how James has sort of come to peace with the fact that he's not like this mainstream pop star.
Yes.
That Phineas and Billy are.
Yeah. No, it's so funny. I loved it. That was a great rec from Liv 1 week. So basically, James has released his new album called Friends That Break Your Heart, and his girlfriend, who we love, Jamila Jamil, is credited on 12 of the tracks. Now, when Twitter, as Twitter does when Twitter finds out things, they said, or like a lot of people started saying, she was only credited to be nice, or like she shouldn't have been credited just because she's his girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. Apparently, according to Jamila, it was mostly women that were coming for her with this response, which is interesting because often there is a type of female misogyny, you know, when one woman's doing really well, another woman
can't. But it's also such a pick-me-girl mentality as well. Like, I feel like, I don't know, people use that term quite freely. I personally really don't like it. Mm-hmm. And this reminds me of a pick-me-girl in the sense of, like, she's doing something that is very male-dominated and other women don't like that because they feel like she's trying to be the cool girl or whatever.
Yes. And that's also, that's been instilled because the world has been so male-dominated. So it's not like we're blaming these women.
No,
it's like
no.
Not even our fault that we sort of think like this.
No, I think like that sometimes and I have to fucking check myself.
Yes, and so Jamila did the checking for all of us and said, a lot of mostly women insisting I couldn't possibly have actually worked on my boyfriend's music and then he must have credited me to be nice. I was a DJ for 8 years and studied music for 6 years before that. You are part of the problem of why women don't pursue producing. Now, there is going to be a lot of me talking about what Jamila and James said, so sorry for all the reads I'm about to do just of like dialogue from
honestly,
them.
I'm ready to sit back and relax.
Just relax, everyone. So Jamila continued on her Instagram saying, man, James had to fight me to take credit on this album because I was so preemptively sick of the internet, especially after the same thing happened on his last record that I worked for countless hours on. An additional hilarious side to this misogyny is that they only don't believe in my musical input when they love the songs. If they don't like a song, then suddenly I can produce and it's all my fault and I produce the whole thing alone. Lol. In the end, I took the credit I deserved because of how important it is for women who work on music to visibly exist in the space of music production, and because I would want any of you who follow me to take ownership of what is rightfully your achievements. I hope you're taking credit for your work wherever you are in the world right now. I hope you know that if you're not being believed over your achievements, that it's not a reflection of you. It's a reflection of people who are so underachieving, cowardly, and insecure that they can't fathom that you could be impressive. And it happens at every level in every industry. Even to me, even when I don't credit myself, my boyfriend just quietly credited me. We are in this shit together. Representation matters. It's not our responsibility to be believed, liked, understood, or approved of. You just carry on as you are. I'm right there with you, giving everyone the finger.
Oh my god, she's so great.
And I had to read that whole thing because I was trying to cut bits out to summarize, and I just thought, fucking, you're analysing yourself better than I could.
Yes. Oh, she just must be so sick of it.
Everything that woman gets pulled apart for, literally everything.
And she's always having to say the same thing, spell it out for everyone.
And she's sort of always having to be the first brave one to say it.
Yeah.
She's taken the brunt, and her mental health has definitely, like, felt it, but she is constantly being the first one to say it. I hate to do this to you all, but if you want to hear the rest, which I know you do, head over to Culture Vulture wherever you get your podcasts. Love you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.